Oftentimes, people will ask me if they should fund their 401k or their Roth IRA first, or should they contribute to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA.
Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to episode 44 of Finding True Wealth. I'm your host, Nick Hopwood, certified financial planner and founder and president of Peak Wealth Management. Today, it's just me talking about my priorities when making recommendations on contributing to tax advantage accounts like 401ks and IRAs. So oftentimes, people will ask me if they should fund their 401 or Roth first, or what makes more sense, a pre-tax 401 or Roth 401 or pre-tax IRA or Roth IRA. What makes the most sense when it comes to contributing to tax advantage accounts? So today, this episode is going to talk about my strategy and why. So basically, we have several options. We have a HSA health savings account, IRA, Roth IRA, traditional 401k, 403b, 457, simple IRA, Roth 401k, or life insurance. So we're going to talk about all these and what should take the most priority for you, whether you're a low earner or a high earner. So the entire discussion assumes that you already have your Roth IRA, your emergency fund fully funded. For me, that means that you have 6 months of living expenses covered, not 6 months of pay, because there's a big difference between what your payroll is and what your take-home pay is. And there also might be a big difference between what your take-home pay is and what a normal living expense month looks like. So we're concerned about 6 months of living expenses. Also assuming that you have enough life insurance and disability insurance. And after that, the first consideration for me is, do we have a company match with my 401? So no matter what situation you're in, I generally always recommend going for the free money first. It's not that hard of a concept to pick up on. It's the match, and there's no tax break that matters that can compete with a 100% return on your investment on day one. Always sign up for the match. Take full advantage of it. And if you earn over $200,000, I like to lean towards the traditional 401k and take the tax write-off now, so we can generally expect your taxes in retirement to be less than 35%. But if you earn less than $200,000 and you have access to the Roth 401k option, I like that one the best. And what I'm referring to here is the amount of money that you have to put in at first to get that match. So oftentimes a company might say, we're going to offer, you know, a 4% dollar for dollar match. So you have to elect 4%, and depending on your tax bracket, that would determine whether you're going to put in to the traditional 401k or the Roth 401k. The second consideration is, do you have a high deductible health insurance plan, and are you eligible for a health savings account? And you might be wondering, what does my health insurance deductible have to do with my retirement funding strategy? Well, it's very important, actually, because if you have a high deductible plan, you may be eligible for a health savings account, or HSA. The HSA is the only triple tax-free investment vehicle available in America. And if you are eligible, it is one of the easiest no-brainers in the history of the world. I go into great detail about the HSA in episode 30. If you want to learn more about that, Check us out on episode 30. But the executive summary, the long and short of it, is that you make your contribution to the HSA, you take your write-off, you invest the money, it grows tax-deferred, and then you use it for healthcare in retirement tax-free. Between now and retirement, you want to use your regular cash flow to pay for your healthcare costs out of pocket. The third consideration is your tax bracket today versus what you think your tax bracket might be in retirement. This will determine if you want to contribute to a traditional 401k or a Roth 401k or perhaps a Roth IRA. Another assumption that we're making here is that your company gives you a Roth 401k as an option for you. A lot of companies are still not offering that. So if you don't have a Roth 401k as a company option, you should talk to your human resources department about that. Make sure that they know that you are asking for it. So if you make less than $189,000 on your joint tax return, you are eligible for a Roth IRA. And if you make under $189,000, your tax bracket is not so high that you may not be desperate for that tax write-off. So I like to recommend that you fund your 401k for the match, as we already covered. Then you max out your HSA, and then you max out your Roth IRA, and today's limit is $5,500 per person. Then if you still have capacity to save, I would go back to my Roth 401k at work. Now, I would start with the Roth IRA first over the Roth 401k. First of all, a lot of people don't have a Roth 401k. Secondly, the Roth 401k is going to be limited based on what your company offers as investment options. With your 401k, you have access only to what they offer or allow, but with a Roth IRA, you have access to the entire world of mutual funds and stocks. But if you earn over $200,000, that means that you're not eligible for the Roth IRA, and therefore we have some limitations. After you max out your HSA, I'd come back to the 401k for the over $200,000 people, and you're in that 35% tax bracket now. So I would favor taking the tax write-off now with a traditional 401k rather than the Roth 401k option. And also, if you're in the $200,000 plus income tax brackets and still have capacity to save, after you max out your HSA and 401k, you know, you start to get limited if you're a W-2 employee. Small business owners, right, they have a lot of other options, which we go into great detail with Scott Westgate of Michigan Benefit Consulting in episode 20. Now, for significantly affluent earners over $500,000, we can take it one step further and explore using life insurance as a tax-free investment vehicle. These strategies, they used to be much more popular for the general population, but with the advent of the Roth IRA and 529s and the income limits on Roth IRAs over the years, the type of strategy that I'm talking about today is mostly used for ultra-high income earners who are absolutely desperate for a vehicle which can offer some tax-free benefits. So life insurance, when used properly, can offer tax-free withdrawals in the form of loans and withdrawals, and all the while still offering the tax-free death benefit to your beneficiaries. So if you're considering something like this, I'd like to see the ability to be able to make premiums of at least $20,000 per year for 20 years in order to make it worthwhile. So it's quite a commitment, and it's certainly not for everyone. And when we come back to college, okay, college savings, sometimes I see people using that Roth IRA for college savings or life insurance for college savings, but my favorite way is to use a 529 where the parent still takes ownership, the beneficiary can be changed at any time, the earnings are tax-free, if it's not used for college, there's a 10% penalty plus normal taxes. So in addition to all these points I want to let you know that this is not just me talking. I walk the walk. You can see how I take advantage of all these different products and strategies in episode 26, which is Nick's 2018 financial plan. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Finding True Wealth. Hopefully this gives you an idea of what should be your priority. If you have further questions, you can reach out to me directly. And if you have a portfolio of over $500,000 and you're interested in a second opinion on your investments or your general financial plan, please reach out to me directly, nick@peakwm.com, or you can learn more and subscribe to our newsletters and other great tools at peakwm.com.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopley. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.